This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
That you're one of the Lord's treasured possessions? Malachi 3:16 and 17 says in part that those who feared the Lord and honored his name will become his treasured possession. Welcome to Hidden Places, where you'll hear stories, testimonies, and casual conversations from believers just like you who make up the Lord's treasured possession. Each one of us has a unique story to tell, and during this hour, the Lord wants to bring forth those treasures out of the hidden places. Amen. When we fight the battle, we got to fix our eyes on him, because we are not going to win without having our eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning. This is Karen Hubbard. Welcome to Hidden Places. And just want to say thank you for joining us every Friday here at 11 a.m. from 11 to 12. And we appreciate those that tune in every week. And again, we always look forward to hearing from you. hearing your comments. If you have comments or prayer requests, anything like that, then we're welcome. We're welcome. We welcome you to send that in. You can go to the website, WCNO.com. Use that prayer request form. You can send in your comments, prayer requests, testimonies. We would love to hear from you. And, you know, if the program, you know, is a blessing to you, we really would like to hear about that. That would be encouraging to us. You know, we enjoy talking to each other each week, both here in the studio and, you know, when we meet together separately. And we, you know, again, I think I had said last week that if the Lord is speaking something to me, he's got to be speaking it to somebody else. So, you know, we're not alone in the battle, and we're not alone when we're in the family of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So this morning, just want to welcome Nanette Maldonado.
Good morning. Great morning to be alive.
Amen.
I'm
nice
being the
and
faith.
Rainy. It is. And our brother Sean, oh, hey, thanks for coming in this morning.
24/7.
Are you awake 24/7?
Awake thou that sleepest.
Amen.
Put on the armor of light, it says, for the night is far spent and the day is at hand.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, so, you know, I just played that song, Battle, by Miquias Lopez. He was a local worship leader, but I think he's moved up to somewhere, Virginia, or seems to be like it's somewhere up that way. But he was one of the worship leaders at Christ Fellowship and Tradition. And, you know, I met him through J-Dub. Those of you that remember when J-Dub would come in on Saturdays and had a one-hour program where he was interviewing Christian hip-hop artists, some that, you know, nobody knows their names, but maybe they have one hip-hop song that was going around everywhere, but maybe their name was not known, but they were glorifying the Lord using that genre of music. Mm-hmm. So J-Dub had brought Miquias in one day for an interview. And so he's got like three songs, and I think we have three of those here. I think he's made more since that time, but really nice guy and nice man of God. So that's it. That's why I played that song, Battle. But actually, that song came to mind yesterday. We had gone to the hospital to visit a friend.
Yeah.
And boy, we had a really amazing time, Deanne and Nanette and myself, to visit one of our friends that had come to prayer meeting quite a bit before, and she kind of dropped off of our radar. We weren't able to contact her for a couple of months and, you know, just kept texting her, calling her, and then come to find out she had been in the hospital, and she had gone through chemo and radiation. And anyway, we reconnected with her and her family, and we went up to see her yesterday. She's doing amazing. And, you know, we prayed for her, and the presence of God was so strong in that room. You know, her daughter was there, and a daughter-in-law, and then her young son. What do you think he was maybe like 8 or 10?
All I know, he was so adorable.
A sweet,
he had
sweet
the most
little guy.
Beautiful face. I mean, he was precious.
Right.
And he was with us. He was with us in battle.
Yes, he was. He hung out the whole time, mm-hmm. didn't fuss or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a chance to pray for our sister and just really believe that God's going to do a miracle in her life.
And that's key. You bringing that up is very key because, you know, it's like when we fight the battle, you know, we have to get in the battle at times. And so that yesterday, that's what we did. We mm-hmm. went into that room and we got into battle. Mm-hmm. When one of the soldiers of the Lord is still wearing their armor, mm-hmm. but they're lying in the bed. They're lying in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And And that touched me when you were sharing that, you know, Karen, as you saw this warrior, fully armed, guys, mm-hmm. but yet lying in the bed. And so that was an alarm for us to go and tell that soldier, get up. Yes. And it doesn't matter that you're lying in this bed. You have the armor of God, and you can war in that bed.
Amen.
You can
Amen.
War That's in that right. bed. And
yeah.
so,
yeah, and yeah. that's what yeah. the Lord was showing me that, because I was, you know, I was praying beforehand, you know, Lord, you know, because we really hadn't heard from her. We haven't talked to her. Mm-hmm. So we really didn't know what the situation was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and when you go to pray for people, you have to know where they're at and what it is that they are believing. You know, you don't just run roughshod in there. Just, mm-hmm. well, you know, I know God, you can heal her and da-da-da. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to really hear what the Lord is saying. And so as I was praying before we went, I heard the Lord say, call for the elders of the church, and they will anoint with oil, and the Lord will raise that person up off of their bed. That's the word that I heard. And then I, like in the spirit, I was just seeing her with her armor on, like I had mentioned to Nanette. And, but she was still lying in the bed, but was fully armored and didn't, anyway. So we went on her behalf. And when one of the soldiers falls, you got to be there to help them and to walk them through it. And, you know, when I was in the hospital for a couple of days myself, a couple of weeks ago, and I literally lost all track of time. I had no idea what was going on, even though I wasn't, my blood pressure was up. That was it. I wasn't fighting anything, but it was the weirdest thing. And I had no concept of time because they, you know, they're just constantly coming in. And, but I just remember thinking to myself, wow, I know people are praying. That's what I had. That's all I had was, Lord, I know that you're with me, and there's people praying for me. So, like, it takes the pressure off of you, you know, because sometimes you cannot pray for yourself. You just need others to come and lift you up.
That's right.
And
we just, saw that.
We saw, yeah, and it was really amazing. And you know, from when we left, like, her face was just glowing.
Yes.
And you can tell she really was just receiving. Ah. But the presence of God was so
yeah.
strong. It was really amazing.
And seeing, we actually started singing over her, you know. And, you know, she's the psalmist, right? And so she took over. And
yeah,
she started
right.
singing again.
Yeah.
And she was singing, and it was blessing us. And, oh, God just did so many powerful, precious things in that room for her and her family. And again, I'm just so thankful that we were able to come into that war
mm-hmm.
and grab our sister in Christ, you know, the soldier that is laying in the bed but fully armed, to just come alongside of her.
Yeah, exactly.
And say we're gonna
and you know, even it just reminds me again of when Deanne and I first met her. We were praying together at the church we went to, and she had come in for prayer. So, you know, it was just, there wasn't anybody. It was just the three of us. So we didn't know her. So when we were praying for her, the Lord gave me, I had a vision of her. Like, she had this really long, poofy skirt on. And ahead of her was this fiery battle taking place. And there were, you know, like bombs going off and just all these explosions, you know, in the distance. And what I saw her do in the spirit was take her skirt and then just pull it up and grab hold of it, and was holding it by her waist. And she went running head forth into that battle.
Hallelujah.
And I just knew right then and there that she really is a warrior.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and she, I know she has, she's an evangelist, really. And for years, she mm-hmm. had been going after people, just going after those ones, you know, the Lord would send her to people to minister to them mm-hmm. and to pray for them and to snatch them out of the fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, So there she was.
Yeah, that's why my husband immediately, when he met her one time in the prayer group, where he said, I'm going to give you a number of this young girl and connect you because she needs you. Yeah. And, you know, that's what we need. I mean, for us to be aware of the gift that God has placed in someone, for us to be aware of who that person is in Christ and invite them to what we're doing. Because it's not about us, right? And right. to invite them and say, wow, you have something that I necessarily don't have, but wow, it would benefit the body of Christ. So here, join with me here, and I want you to connect with this girl. We know we see it on her, mm-hmm. and we see it on people. And that's one of the things that we all love to do here on the radio. We love to just encourage and strengthen those and call forth their identity. And call forth their giftings, and so, yeah, so.
Amen.
You know, prior to her going in the hospital, you know, her family, her granddaughter, experienced the miraculous
yes.
with that baby. And just in the short time that we have known Brenda, it's, you know, it's always like she's standing on a threshold, a heavenly threshold, like, and she's just saying, okay, and this too shall pass. Like she's has a lifetime of being able to say, and this too shall pass.
Mm-hmm.
Let the will of the Lord really be done. Mm-hmm. And she experienced it with that baby, though, because, you know, the intercessors were really praying for her and speaking the word of the Lord over that baby. You know, the baby's healthy, the mother's fine.
Let's talk about that, because we were in prayer meeting one night and she received a phone call that her daughter was going into labor, and I think they thought she was going to lose the baby, and they may have lost her
as well. Real high blood pressure.
Yes. And so both the mother and the baby were at risk. And, you know, so we just began to pray for her daughter. And like I saw in the spirit this beautiful little baby girl with like this flowered headband mm-hmm. on her head. Mm-hmm. And she was the most delicate, little, gorgeous little girl. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm just seeing that. So, you know, we continued praying, and then seeing you also saw a baby, a girl as well, right? And we didn't know anything about it. And then this little baby was born just a little bit later, a nice little healthy little girl.
Praise God.
So that was such an encouragement to us. And, you know, and really proof that God really hears and answers prayer. And it's just such an amazing thing, and just really great to be part of what God is doing. And being connected with the Lord and being connected with people that are following God. You know, there's nothing like it. I know I went a lot of years, even though I knew the Lord, I had gotten saved, but I didn't have a lot of strong believers around me. So, you know, you feel like you're kind of out there on your own. And, you know, you do what you can to try to stay in the Word. And, you know, the Lord helps you along, but boy, there's just nothing like having fellow believers around you, people that really have faith, people that can believe for you, and people that have been there and been through stuff. And, so I've been wanting to talk about this, about Pete Hegseth's word to the troops the other day. You know, I had seen snippets of it, and, you know, you hear everybody wrangling back and forth. But, you know, you want to hear things for yourself. You want to hear what they actually said. So I had a chance to listen to his speech yesterday. And what I, you know, being that I was military as well, so I, you know, I have like a little reference there, frame of reference. And what I heard in the spirit was, it's time to take stock of, you know, of who you are, what you're doing, and are you fit for the mission? And he kind of clearly said that, well, I'll paraphrase it. What I heard was, you know, the military, the United States military is there to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States and to protect our homeland from enemies, both foreign and domestic. That's it. That's it. That's what the mission of the military is. And our military is an all-volunteer force. Nobody's forced to go in. You know, not like in some countries where it's compulsory. It's you are a person who elects to go in. So that being said, some of the things that he addressed were, you know, people that were out of shape and people that were not conforming to what the standards were. There are standards in the military. Everything they do has a standard, and it's all written out, and you have your basics. It's all there. And without any standards, people, just like it says in Isaiah, that people will just go and do whatever they want. You know, everyone turns to his own way. Everyone does whatever he feels is right in his own eyes. But so I'm looking, so here's the military. So he's really laying out that they're going to return to the standards that were in effect, you know, 20, 25 years ago, whatever, from the 90s. I was in during that time, and I remember the standards. There were physical standards that you had to meet. Now he's talking about combat roles. He's talking about people that are going to be fighting in those positions. They're going to tighten up those standards because for some reason they had become very lax over the last couple of decades. And they're just returning to where people are fit to meet the mission. So as he was, you know, describing all the changes that were going to be taking place, they're not changes. They're just returning to what was once the standard. So everything in the natural has a spiritual context. So if you look in the spirit, the kingdom of God has standards. The kingdom of God is laid out in a very particular way. And the Lord has ordained things to be a certain way. And all throughout scripture, the Lord lets us know what his standards are. And anyway, so I go ahead, see.
Legislation is what you're talking about. Heavenly legislation.
Amen. Amen. But anyway, one of the things that Pete was saying is that they have to be ready for war. You know, in us, in the spiritual realm, we have to be ready for war. I think about, well, actually, so with the military, you know, you've constantly got people going through boot camp. They're going through, you might start out with 400 people, but only 100 of them make it through. And then out of that 100, you know, maybe they're only going to stay in for a couple of years. And then you get it down to about 20, 30 people that really end up making a career out of it. So you constantly have, you know, not hordes of people, but a lot of people that are being recruited, you know, because you know that there's going to be that fall off amount. So in the spiritual realm, which is why we have to keep preaching the gospel, we have to keep teaching, we have to keep letting people know the foundational scriptures and the things that are necessary to be a believer. But yet, the Lord wants all of us to fulfill what he created us to do. And to me, I look at like with the military, you've got the Navy SEALs, you've got the Rangers, you've got, you know, the Green Berets. They're like the top tier of the military. You know, to me, that's like the standard, but not everybody is in those jobs, so they're not going to do that. But meeting standards and attaining to the highest ability that you can when you're in the service. I just see the kingdom the same way. You know, do you know the Lord Jesus? Do you know why he put you here on earth? Do you know that your battle is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the enemy of your soul, and that the Lord is there to help you to overcome your natural things that you cannot fight off yourself? You know, the sin in your life, the things in your life that torment you, the things that keep you oppressed, the things that keep you from really accomplishing anything, the spiritual battle that all of us have to go through. And the purpose is that you will find the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he becomes everything to you, and that you allow him to define your life, mm-hmm. and that you meet his standards. You can only meet his standards by giving up your own life, by the blood of Jesus. He paid for everything. And if you're willing to give up your life, you know, he exchanged his life for you. And if you're willing to give up your life, then he wants to do great and mighty things through you. And when you overcome, just like he said to Peter, he said, when you overcome, go back and strengthen your brethren. And the Lord is saying that to each one of us. It's not about you.
That's right.
It's about you, you know, attaining to what the Lord has called you for. But that's not enough. You've got to keep going further than that to help others, mm-hmm. and to lift up, mm-hmm. To lift up others.
Yeah, yeah. Like, even when you're speaking, man, Karen, I'm seeing, you know, because, you know, my parents were in the military, so I'm what you call a military brat. But you know, when, as you're speaking, I see that. I see that laying down your life, you know, with when it comes to the military, you do lay down your life and you sign on the dotted line, like, I'm committed to this. And you somewhat... Not that I'm saying that you lose your rights, but you yield and you, yes. say, okay, mm-hmm. I'm starting new. Even when the requirements are, when they're packing their bags, they can't even take anything from their old life,
right.
or a lot of their personal items into boot camp, you know?
Yeah,
and
nothing.
And not only that, you know, when it comes to the uniform, when it comes to, like you were mentioning this morning, you know, the eyewear, everything, right? They all look the same. They're uniformed. They're as one. And so, and they're trained to give up their lives. And many have out, mm-hmm. in the field, out, right. in the war, you know, many have, but they were willing and they were uniformed under that name. There was requirements that they met. There was tests that they had. And like Sean said, heavenly legislation, there's some things that we are required of the Lord in order to pass into the next, mm-hmm. That's our God. Yes, he's merciful. Yes, he's full of grace, but there are requirements, like how high you want to go, how deep you want to go, how far you want to go.
What's your octane level?
Yeah. Yeah. And so there's an invitation, like you said, right now, like, gosh, you know, if you are willing, enter in. If, mm-hmm. you are willing, you have to be a disciplined disciple. That's what disciple means. You have to have a disciplined life.
War, willing, able, and ready.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right.
Look, people are really waking up and they're beginning to recognize. You can't help but recognize. What does the word brevity mean? Brevity means clear and concise, clarity to the point without unnecessary details. People are beginning to recognize the brevity of life and the bottom line of life in him. you know, is that we live to glorify and honor him in everything we say and all that we do. That's pretty extreme, but he's an extreme God, and he's an all-consuming fire. There's fire, and then there's the all-consuming fire. And when you think about the brevity of life with clarity and concise ability, you know, to be to the point without the unnecessary details, you recognize it's really God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Do you have to go to break?
Let's go to break right now since it's right at the bottom of the hour.
Yeah, because I was going to add something, but we'll go to break.
Okay.
Set a fire inside me, a holy flame now burning, purified to make me holy.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line. There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Okay, we are back, and I just want to get this one scripture out there that kind of still pertains to the military, but also us as believers. In 2 Timothy 2, 2:1, I'll read it out of the Message Bible. So my son, throw yourself into this work for Christ. Pass on what you heard from me, the whole congregation saying amen, to reliable leaders who are competent to teach others. When the going gets rough, take it on the chin with the rest of us, the way that Jesus did. A soldier on duty doesn't get caught up in making deals at the marketplace. He concentrates on carrying out orders. An athlete who refuses to play by the rules will never get anywhere. It's the diligent farmer who gets the produce. Think it over. God will make it all plain. So basically, you know, the other translation says, don't entangle yourself with the affairs of men. You know, when you're in the military, you're focused on your job. All you're thinking about is, what are my duties today? And again, my story from boot camp, which I always repeat everywhere, every chance I get. When we had our locker inspection, like Nanette, you were talking about the things you bring with you. The only thing you bring with you is your toothbrush. Everything else is issued to you. And your uniform, your shoes, your hat. And so you have very, very few belongings when you're in boot camp. And that's your life. And that's all you have to think about. Just those five underwear, five T-shirts. Two sets of uniforms, you know, very small, just bit of things. That's to enable you to think about other things, to think about the mission. So the less you're having to deal with, you know, makeup bags and hair dryers and things. We didn't have hair dryers. It was, you know, you just
get
had to
go.
Let it dry or tie it up. But when we had that locker inspection that day, and then the girl in the bunk next to me, the inspection person just pulled all the stuff out of her locker and said, you didn't do it right. And the girl was just crying. I don't know why we have to fold everything in a certain way. And I just remember thinking to myself, I mean, because I grew up, you know, we had seven kids in our house, and it was, you know, my mom did a great job.
Wow.
Keeping everything, you know, as neat as possible. But, you know, it wasn't always neat. But in boot camp, it was like, oh, wow, this is my own little space. I didn't have to share it with anybody. My own little space. And they said, okay, fold everything this way, and this way. And I was like, easy peasy. You know, to me, it was very easy to conform and to play by the rules. And but that girl just couldn't figure out why you had to do that. Because later on, you know, if you're in a wartime, mm-hmm. you know, you have to do things a certain way. It even goes for when you learn how to shoot an M16, you know, and how to take it apart. You know, there's a reason that you have to do things in a certain order, in a certain way. Nanette's over here firing off machine guns.
But I really think what you're saying is that there's a heavenly pattern,
yes,
that is guiding earthly plans. So when Paul the Apostle says, let everything be done decently and in order, God does have an SOP, and that's why the prophetic word is always to legislate the truth so that the actual heavenly pattern becomes the earthly plan. It's called manifestation, mm-hmm. and that's really talking about the implied implications of thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And you see that time and time again, and you know what you read in Timothy about carrying out orders. Who are the orders that we're carrying out? It's the commander of heavenly armies.
Right.
And so time and time again, biblically speaking, all these wars, you know, even though it took the physical, okay? It took the soldier going out there to fight. But a lot was happening in the spirit realm. Like, the commander of heavenly armies was responding. And there was things that was happening that took place that ultimately gave us the victory. Mm-hmm. It wasn't ourselves getting there, you know. It was him giving us the victory, using the whole entire earth, using, you know, I mean, crazy things like, you know, certain instruments or, you know, a candle. I'm paraphrasing, guys, but you guys know, you know, like all of the things that were just outside of the norm, but it required obedience and it required following what is being said and following the requirements. And if you follow the requirements, guess what? The end result is the end result, the ultimate end result, which is victory, which is overcoming our enemies. But we got to do it his way, you know, and yeah.
Well, to do it his way, we have to know and recognize that the upgrade has come, because many of the pioneers that went before us, they spoke about a special time, a certain time that would come, supernatural kingdom time, a real time of supernatural refreshing and outpourings, as it says in Acts chapter 3, like verse 19. But it's a time where people are stepping out of where they've been for too long, and they're stepping into the greatness of God in true humility, because they know the divine intention of God's word, and they also know God's timings, and that's who we are, that's where we are, that's what we're doing right now, because this kind of timing demands closure on the past, because in this fresh outpouring of an open heaven comes with a real supernatural identity of who we really are. And we are the body of Christ. You know, it says, fitly joined, framed together, compacted about by a work of the Spirit. That's the real shift that's taken place to where we know, outside of the realm of unassisted natural apprehension is a place all in and of itself where only the Spirit of God can reveal these things to you. And there are things that are hidden within you as a believer. They're not hidden from you, but they're hidden within you to be revealed at an appointed time. We're living in the days of the appointed time of God, and they're being revealed in us right now. And as the world turns, Reformation is here with revival fires ablaze with the manifest presence of God. And I'm going to tell you this. There's an old song that was written back in the 80s, but the song was, you got to get in or get out, but don't get run over, because we're in the days where the refiner's fire has come, and it's going to prove what people are really made out of.
Wow. Wow. And I just, you know, again, everything... I see a military reference to everything. My time in the military was, you know, I always felt like if I knew what the rules were, right? But within those rules, I was an individual, you know, but I conformed to what the rules were, but I had freedom. I had freedom within that. The same with the Lord Jesus. We have freedom in Christ. We can't live the old way, seeing what you were just talking about. Mm. We don't live the old way. We don't bring the old way into the new way. When I left home when I was 20 years old and went into boot camp, my old life was not a part of it. But I had to learn to conform to the way that they had it set out. And it, I can only say for myself that I didn't know the Lord back then. I didn't receive Jesus until a few years later. But I knew instinctively within myself that that's where I was supposed to be when I was made aware to join the military. So this is the way that the Lord, you know, maybe my bent or the way that I process things is in this manner. Mm-hmm. Everything I do in life, I see it through this lens of the structure of the military. Mm. And but once I knew what the boundaries were, I was free within that. And that's how it is with the Lord. When you're surrendered to the Lord and His plan and His purposes and His way mm-hmm. of doing things, then you're free in that. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. So, but we operate within the boundaries that He has set before us.
Yeah, and when you're saying that, again, you know, think about the battle in Judges 7, right?
Yeah.
And as you're saying that, I'm like, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. You know, and Judges 7 has to do with Gideon and... this war that they're going to have to fight, this battle that they're going to have to fight. And but it's interesting, you know, this freedom that you talk about, I'm looking at this particular scripture and I'm like, wow, Lord, I'm just getting revelation where here are these people, you know, they started out with 22,000 that he called upon, you know, Gideon called upon after, you know, the Eternal One had, you know, told him, you know, about gathering the people, right? And he said that they had 22. And anyway, this is God talking to Gideon. So the people were unaware even of the requirements, guys. And it's interesting, and this is how I'm seeing it right now, where they had will, they had the free will, right, to choose. And I see them like whatever God required and said, okay, Gideon, I'm paraphrasing now. Gideon, I want them to go to the water, right? God knew what the requirements were. Gideon didn't even know what he was asking for. He just said, take them to the water. I'm going to see whether these do this way, these do that way. It was, it's speaking to me like whatever is in you of God has to be in you for that war. Whatever is in you, right? He already put in you. So when the war comes, that's when he starts making the separation. That's when he starts saying, these are the ones that I'm going to take with me, and these are the ones that I'm not going to take with me. And he's so merciful and he's so good that he said, hey, you know, this set of people, they have fear. They can go back home. He wasn't denying them of anything. But he says, this time around, you can't do this. I love you. My mercy, my grace, turn around, go back home. They didn't know what was required of them. They were just doing. So I feel like even in the midst of this, as we're moving forward, he is watching us. And whatever he's looking for and is required of him has to be already in us. It has to be already in us. And so you move further and there's another level of requirement. Again, they have no idea. But again, he's like, okay, I'm taking them to this place. Let's see who else, you know, has to go back home. And over again until he gets the amount of his choosing, which is 300 against how many? They were even the smallest army ever to fight.
I think the Midianites had 135,000.
There you go. Wow. And they had 300, and I guess they were broken into groups, you know, 100 on this side, 100 and another side. But anyway, throughout it all, you see God's hand in it. You see God's requirements. You see God's ways. You see his assurance working in Gideon, getting him to a point to just trust and know, you know, the victory is his. But again, I'm looking at the people differently now, that they had no idea what was required of them. But yet, God already knew, this one has what I am looking for. I already put in him or her to get to the next.
Amen. That's what Sean's talking about, that appointed time for a thing.
Yeah.
You know, for you to recognize your appointed time.
I'm just saying in an ABC level. Elementary. But I just saw that. I was like, wow, no, wait a minute. These guys weren't even aware. Like, God didn't say, okay, if you guys do it this way, you're going to pass to the next level. No. He was just like, take him to that riverbank. Yeah, take him to that water.
Amen. And so just like the name of this program, those hidden places, you know, what are the things that are hidden in you, hidden within you that God has put there that he wants to bring out?
That's necessary for that battle. That's necessary for the next thing.
Just remember these timings of God and these supernatural outpourings and manifestations of what he's doing in the earth. It demands closure on the past.
Amen.
Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when hope comes, it is a tree of life, and part of the outpouring is hope, and faith is the substance of what we really hope for, and he is our hope in glory. So right now, in these timings of God, whoever's listening, the time demands that you have closure, because the blood of Christ paid the price once and for all for every person ever born. The blood was enough. His blood can purge your conscience from your dead works to cause you to literally be able to serve him wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I feel that real strong too about letting go of the past. And, you know, and we've alluded to it over the last couple of years, you know, getting ready to cross over to a new thing or transition. We're always in transition. You know, the Lord is not stagnant. You know, we may feel like he's not moving quick enough or he's not doing what we want. But, you know, you can tell that there are things happening that are way beyond our control or on the scope of what we've known.
That's called transmogrification, when the picture changes. The picture has changed.
Amen. Amen.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah. And we, the way we used to do it is not the way we do it anymore. I mean, you know, of course you get your fundamental things that are always going to remain the same, but there is change taking place. There is shifting taking place, like the tectonic plates. You know, they used to be aligned, and then now one is a little bit higher than the other. So it's, you can feel the shifting. Mm. And, you know, if you are sure-footed in the Lord, then you're able to go with the shiftings. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think that's really the whole thing. And, you know, and people do not like change. No, I don't like change. But when I feel like the Lord is, like, it's going to happen whether you like it or not, basically, that's really what it boils down to. So are you ready? Are you ready for change? You know, can you brace yourself for whatever the Lord's going to turn around in your life or shift in your life? Are you ready to face it? And I think that's what it is. It's just like with the military, the calling up of the military to, you know, buckle up and get ready to serve. We're not in a passive time anymore. We're in a time of doing faith, you know, faith.
We're living in the days of sight and sound, and we've been watching television for a long time. Now it's time to television in sight and in sound.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, it's to me, it's exciting.
Yes.
It's scary, but it's exciting.
Yeah.
And that, you know, we don't have anything to fear. You know, we just want to keep our relationship with the Lord at the forefront and do the things that he's doing. You know, whatever he's speaking to you individually, just do that. Mm. Either do that or don't do that, you know, because I know he's calling me out on a couple of things.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm okay, Lord. Oh,
yeah. And I know this is going totally another different way, but I'm just throughout this whole thing, I'm like, oh man. And I'm usually the crazy one in the group. I think I am. I don't know. But anyway, listen. You know, again, as you're talking, I'm just thinking about like they're talking about the doing. Like the time is now to do, right? And it fits with what I'm seeing and I'm hearing right now, and it has to do with birthing. I feel it so strongly in me where, you know, when you're birthing, talking about women here, let's get that, you know, clear. When you're birthing as well, it is supernatural in the spirit is also men. Okay, I'll take that back. But when you're birthing, right, you have to do. You can't just sit back and
You have to participate.
I mean, when that pain is coming, when the breathing is getting out of whack, when you're hearing all this noise around you, you know, all of the things that are happening in that one moment, there's a time that you have to push. There's a time that you have to align yourself with what's taking place in your in the body and what's taking place supernaturally. And so this birthing time that's happening, and I'm speaking to the people that have been carrying something that need to birth it. Listen, don't worry about what it's going to look like your baby's going to look like when it comes out. some don't even know if it's going to be a boy or girl. Don't worry about that in that moment. What you're worrying about is having the baby come out, okay? And when that baby comes out, again, it doesn't even matter how small that baby is. And I'm referencing my own experience. I had a premature birth. My daughter was 1 pound, 4 ounces, 529 grams. I'm saying this because even after that precious birth came out, that child came out, even though it was small, guys, I encourage you that it's going to get bigger and bigger and stronger and stronger. And God has all that's within him to cause that child that was birthed to grow and to become what he wants it to be. So don't worry. Focus now on the birthing. Focus now on the pushing. Focus now on getting that birth. And let him take care of the rest. But you got to push and you got to birth it through. I don't know why I'm saying this. I know it's a total, I mean, it's crazy, but I keep seeing many of you have had dreams of birthing a child, of birthing, whether it's for a reality, a physical birth, or whether it's supernatural. But yeah, it's, you know, you gotta birth it. You know, I just keep seeing, I'm being reminded of all the dreams, and whether that baby again turned out small, we gotta push it through, guys. It matters to God how small, how big, full term, whatever. It matters to Him. So push with everything that you have. Push when it's necessary to push. Breathe when it's necessary to breathe. But continue to have faith that it shall come to pass.
Amen.
Because Romans 8:22 says, "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body."
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Everything is really beginning to line up.
Yeah.
For a climax of the end of the ages. And I'm not saying the end is here today or anytime now, but at some time, it's all going to come together, right?
Amen.
Yeah. And it may be sooner than we think.
Yeah.
But that, to me, the push is on to just get into the place, get into position.
Press in.
Press in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Press in. Press on.
Yeah.
Onward and upward.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just, back to the military reference, what are you willing to fight for? Think about that. What are you willing to fight for? You know, there's fights going on. There's a war of words taking place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe the Lord's calling you to be a voice. And, a voice into the culture. Maybe the Lord's calling you to be a musician who births new songs and new sounds. Maybe the Lord's calling you to be a midwife. Maybe He's calling you in any sphere whatsoever. Now's the time to step up to the plate, position yourself, and get ready to move into that area where God has called you. And be ready to do the thing that God has called you. You don't need permission from anybody. You have the permission from the Holy Spirit. And do what God is leading you to do. And because He's with you, He is your rear guard. You'll hear that voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." This is the time for boldness. This is the time to let people know that Jesus Christ is real. The heavens are open and people are responding to the gospel. So whatever way the Lord has directed you in your life, just step out and do it and make the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. And you may be the only voice that somebody hears, that you can pull somebody out of darkness. So think about others in this hour and just get out there and do the work. Whatever, wherever you're called, whatever the Lord's asking you to do, just do it with your whole heart as unto Him. And because He is your exceeding great reward.
Mm. Yes.
Hallelujah. So we're just about out of time. And just want to thank you for joining us again. And if you have any questions or comments, or if you'd like us to pray for you, then you can go to WCNO.com and use that prayer form to ask us, or, you know, type in your prayer if you have a testimony. We would be happy to respond to you and look forward to hearing from you. And I want to thank Brother Tim for his note. I haven't We haven't gotten any notes for the last couple of weeks, but
Brother Tim, you're slacking. What's going on?
Thank you so much for your note. And all right, God bless.